Graham Kemlow was recently in Perth for a week on assignment for his Business Events magazine, and he spoke to Nicole Davey, Executive Director and Stakeholder Relations for Perth Convention Bureau, the body responsible for building up Perth's reputation as a meetings and events destination. While locals are excited about their new stadium, five-star hotel developments and their Elizabeth Quay waterfront, Nicole wanted to explode the myth that Perth is still as expensive to stay and eat as it was during the mining boom.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Nicole.
Hello, Graham. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure. We spent a bit of time together recently in Perth, and you showed me all the fantastic new things about Perth and well, Greater Perth, let's call it, because it didn't include just the CBD, but also the city of Fremantle. And Rottnest Island, or Rotto, as the locals call it. I got a terrific experience of Perth and the Swan Valley. So thank you for that. Now, I'm interested to know, and I think our listeners are interested to know, has Perth changed over the last couple of years? Because it got a bit of a reputation of being very expensive.
Yes, look, Graham, this reputation continues, and it's quite false now. Given that five, 6 years ago, Perth was very expensive, and that was pretty much directly related to the mining and resources construction phase.
Yeah, yeah.
And that finished about 6 years ago. Apart from that finishing, we have a whole lot of new product in Perth, as in a whole lot of new hotels. So we have over 12,800 hotel rooms.
Right.
There's another almost 2,000 hotel rooms due for completion by the end of 2019.
Okay.
And with this new product, it's created some competition amongst the hotel scene, and rates have dropped dramatically. So Perth is not expensive anymore. Along with that, food and beverage, meals, you know, to go and get a beer in a pub was very expensive. Those costs have also come down dramatically.
So
you can get a $3 coffee in
Perth. I was going to say, it used to be $5 a coffee over there.
Look, there is still the odd place in some of the more expensive suburbs that will charge $4, $55. But in the CBD, where there is a lot of competition, you're paying $3, $3.50 for a coffee these days.
Okay. Now, obviously, that's of interest to the leisure market, because Perth is an interesting destination, a long weekend destination, say, for the east coasters, and maybe even a little longer than that. But it's also important to the business events community, and we talk to business events leaders from around Australia, because it's a very important part of a city's earning capacity, isn't it, the business events area. And you at the Bureau work very hard with organisations, whether they're corporate or whether they're associations or government, to bring big conventions and big meetings and scientific gatherings to your city. And now you've had a few wins, haven't you?
Look, we've had an excellent year for the we go by financial year, Graham.
Yep.
So for the 2017-18 financial year, we've exceeded our DDE target. So DDE is daily delegate expenditure. So that's basically the amount of money delegates spend when they come to Perth. There's a calculation. So we've exceeded our target, and set conservatively, you know, we've achieved over 141 million for
okay.
the 2017-18 year. But we've had some large events confirm for 2018, for example, we've got AFAC, which is the Australian Fire and Emergency Services Authority Conference, coming in September this year, and that's around about 3,000 people. So we have some really good large events. Another event coming in later this year is Forensics. So we are very pleased and continue to push Perth and Western Australia as a business events destination.
Now, although you're called Perth Convention Bureau, your area of responsibility is the whole state as far as business events are concerned, isn't it?
That's right, that's right. Perth, of course, being the capital city and having the largest event venues is a key focus, but we are all about Western Australia.
So, yeah.
As far up as Broome, for example, and down south to Albany.
Yeah, and so a little bit of a misnomer, I suppose, to
yes,
only be
yes, it is.
PCB.
It is.
But, you know, I've worked with you guys over many, many years with your predecessor, and I know how critical it is for you to get people into the city, because it also rubs off on the rest of the community. But the leisure visitor to Perth doesn't spend anything like what a business delegate spends, do they?
It's around about four or five times the amount of expenditure of for a business traveller than a leisure traveller.
Right. Now, among the interesting things that you showed me over there on this last visit, and I've been watching Perth over a number of years, the Elizabeth Quay development down there on the Swan River, which has sort of brought the city down to the water and brought the water up to the city, that's still going, but you can see it's taking shape magnificently, and the convention centre's right next door. That's obviously a big, going to be a big pull that you experience. It's going to have great gravity to bring business into that part of town, isn't it?
Exactly, Graham. I mean, apart from the attraction for we locals, there are public areas that are open space areas that can be used for example, off-site open air dinner functions. There's lots of festivals happening down there, but there's also, apart from being right next door to the Perth Convention and Exhibition Centre, there are two brand new hotels in construction at the moment. One being the 5-star Ritz-Carlton, which is due for completion and opening late 2019.
Yeah.
The other one is there's another DoubleTree. We've got three DoubleTree by Hilton hotels opening up. One opened up just recently, last month in Northbridge, but there's another one down at Elizabeth Quay on the other side of the Bell Tower. So that's due also for opening completion and opening late 2019, mid to late 2019.
So that's a four and a half star brand?
Four and a half.
Okay. So that's going to be interest to delegates who don't want the 5-star experience that is, you know, available, isn't it?
Exactly. It gives a range of new accommodation options down at, and it's the centre of the city. It's CBD, which is perfect, but you're also right on the Swan River, so you have the best of both worlds.
Hmm. Now, the other things that we saw, now Crown Towers has opened more than 12 months ago, and we've talked about that before. We've interviewed Andrew Cairns, the GM.
Yes.
But the Western you showed me, and I was lucky enough to stay there, a magnificent property. I mean, I think the interesting thing about it, I ran into someone in the supermarket yesterday, and they said, oh, you're just back from Perth. Did you see that new hotel with the big painting of the woman on the side? And I said, yeah, I stayed there. So tell us about this hotel. It's gone with a sort of an art theme. It's a Western. It's in that in the Marriott brand now. But it is different, isn't it? It's got a lot of interesting art in the rooms, but it's got a huge painting on one side of it.
That painting is fabulous. It was actually a Melbourne artist that came in and did that. And the painting is supposed to depict your everyday person, an everyday person who might stay, be wandering around and stay in the hotel, which is, even though the Western is a 5-star product, the whole area, the Western and Hibernian Place where the Western is situated, which is the old fire and emergency services, you know, the fire engine,
the old fire station,
house. Yes,
yeah.
They want the whole idea is for it to be open to everybody, and with the food and beverage offerings in Hibernian Place. And the Western have their own amazing food and beverage offerings. As you would remember, Garum has opened up in the old Hibernian Hall, which is an old hall used by the Irish many years ago when it was first built. That's a Guy Grossi restaurant, which is doing very well.
We know and love Guy Grossi here in Melbourne, and I think his fame probably has spread well beyond Melbourne, but he doesn't do a lot of other stuff. So I was interested that he's gone to do that with you.
This is his first restaurant. This is his first restaurant, Graham, outside of Melbourne in Australia. So, but the Westin has 368 rooms, so it's a really good-sized hotel with fantastic conference and event floors for all sorts of meetings, dinners, workshops. So it really is a fantastic new offering in Perth.
And I guess it really is a serious five-star product up there with Crown.
There's a lot of these international brands looking at Perth and opening up more product. And, of course, the Ritz-Carlton will be another beautiful product.
Yeah. Now, I guess Perth is really opening itself up to the east and beyond. You've got some improved international air connections now. Also, I think you've got some connections direct to Hobart, haven't you, that you haven't had before?
Yes. Well, I mean, I think everyone knows about the Qantas London-Perth direct flights that have been doing extremely well. Yes, just recently there is now a Hobart direct-Perth flight. And there's still talk and discussions. Our government is still in discussions for a Shanghai and Tokyo to Perth direct flight as well. And possibly, potentially, India is also being discussed, a direct flight from India to Perth.
Oh, okay.
Because that's another emerging market for us.
And are they the ones you're targeting, Asia and South Asia?
Southeast Asia is a particular, because we're in the same time zone, give or take 1 or 2 hours, and 60% of the world's population live in that area, including ourselves. It is a key target for Perth Convention Bureau. And actually, I've just returned last Sunday from a Southeast Asia roadshow, which took in Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Saigon or Ho Chi Minh City, and Bangkok.
Well, Nicole, been great chatting with you, and I really enjoyed your showing me around your town from a business events point of view. As I said before, obviously there are ramifications for the leisure traveller, so sounds like Perth's worth a visit.
It definitely is. Graham, it was delightful to host you and show you how exciting our city has become now.
That was Nicole Davey of Perth Convention Bureau speaking with Graham Kemlow.